And the final whistle has blown after a 105th-minute decider that delivered Spain a second World Cup.
Pedro Porro, Williams, and thundered in for Spain by Ferran Torres! At last, at long, long last, Spain's magic moment!
I feel like we need to call a cardiologist there. That's the winning goal, with thanks to SBS for the audio. Well, a remarkable 1-0 win in extra time, breaking Argentinian hearts around the world. Craig Foster is a former Socceroo and analyst with Stan Sport. Craig, welcome back to Breakfast.
Yeah, great. Another 23rd final has gone, and Spain, as you say, with their second win. Unbelievably dominant performance, the most dominant final we've seen from any team in living memory, actually. It was absolutely outstanding. But, of course, it took them so long to get that winner and, in the end, thoroughly deserved.
So we went into extra time. It did take quite a while, as you were saying. Also, everyone was kind of waiting on the Argentinian side for Messi to fire up. Did the defence shut him down, or he just didn't get opportunities otherwise?
Yeah, the defence did a great job, and the defence for Spain is the best in this tournament. It's the best in the world. They only conceded one goal through eight games, through the entire tournament, actually. And the reason is not defending in the classical sense that we would think of it in other sports. They defend with the ball. That is, they have the ball too much. You know, you can't attack when they have the ball. So they have a lot of possession, and they also are really aggressive and quite courageous in a football sense in the way that they defend. They try and win the ball back very, very quickly, very high up the field. And they were able to do that against Messi. I do think, you know, this tournament was difficult for him. He's 39 years old, and we were talking in recent days about fatigue. Mm. I mean, what he did in the semi-final against England was unbelievable in the last 40 minutes. He carried Argentina back into the game and ultimately won it for them with two assists. He just couldn't back up, I don't think. Three days only between all of the knockout stage. And in the end, that quality of football from a brilliant, brilliant Spanish team was too much even for the great Lionel Messi to carry his team back.
Players are playing in all sorts of different parts of the world at the moment, but is there a distinct European style of playing the game and a distinct South American style? Because we had was the European champion and the South American champion facing off today.
There are very distinct styles between these two teams, that's true. Styles around the world have converged a lot. So, for example, there's a lot of consternation in Brazil because the old Jogo Bonito, beautiful football, beautiful game, as they would say, or Futebol Arte, artistic football that they used to play many decades ago, they don't anymore. So there's a lot of criticism that they've become too European. Of course, all of these players get sucked into the vortex of the European game and all the money in the EPL and Spain and France and the like. These two teams, however, were very, very different. Couldn't be more different. Argentina were built around Messi, very aggressive team. They've been quite fortunate throughout the tournament. There's been a lot of conspiracy theories because they have got away with a lot of fouls where they should have been adjudicated on, including in the first half today. I think they could have had easily or should have had a couple of yellow cards. In the end, it was that actually cost them, because Enzo Fernandez, the Chelsea player, ultimately got two yellow cards rightly and got himself sent off. Some of his teammates could have also had that. So Spain were very aware of that. They didn't get sucked into that type of frustration and, you know, individual battles. Lamine Yamal was very well marshalled by Taliafico on the right, but also trying to draw him into battles. And they were very well marshalled, very well schooled. They knew to stay out of that. They just maintained their football the whole time. And in the end, particularly against 10 men, it was almost inevitable that they would be able to break them down. They had another one another goal that they had scored, which I thought was wrongly brought back for what wasn't a foul on Otamendi, the defender. So in the end, completely justified, very, very well deserved. Argentina, brilliant tournament, but this was one match too far for Messi. And in the end, without Messi, there would be no World Cup for Argentina. And he proved that in just 4 years ago.
Craig, much earlier in the tournament, Australia exited. We had quite a young lineup in some of our ranks. What has this tournament meant for the Socceroos, and how are they looking for 4 years' time?
Yeah, the great takeout for us is that this new generation did really well. They stepped up and got a great deal of experience. We saw what Nesta and Kunda did in the first game. Christian Volpato came on more and more and more, and by the round of 32 was starting and the final group game, and showed his brilliance. He's a great, great talent. Lucas Harrington, only, I think, still 18 years old, our youngest player to play in one of the games. He was magnificent when he had the opportunity to play. So the next generation is very, very exciting. They've had experience in World Cup. They'll be much better for it in 4 years. So we're very pleased about that. In terms of the style of play and the way that we're approaching the games, approaching the tournaments, that certainly needs a very solid discussion now at national, not just Football Australia, but technical and also at fan level. You know, this is our sixth consecutive World Cup. And, you know, we didn't create enough chances, or we didn't create many chances. And so that style of play, I think, really needs to be interrogated for sure. But the great news is that we are starting to once again produce players that can go to the very top level. Without that, the hopes of being able to win a World Cup are very low. And that's why we're also looking at, you know, a national program across the schools to make sure that we can continue to raise the level of our coaching, of our development of kids, both male and female, you know, with a view towards, in a couple of decades, having success at this level. Because we see that World Cup final this morning, and it's right that all, you know, Australians are sit here and we're dreaming about what would it be for us to be playing in these finals. Matilda's made the semi. We want them both in the final, and we want the opportunity to be able to win these magnificent cups.
Craig, it's been great to have you on the program. You might have seen as well, there was a short video online of one of the BBC presenters pronouncing Socceroo as Sakeru. So as a former Sakeru, thank you for joining me.
All right, it's been a pleasure.